Welcome to Slow, the guided prayer podcast, helping you relate to God through listening and reflective prayer.
This is facilitated space for you to slow down amidst the busyness of life and be still in the presence of God.
Whether you are at the gym, taking a moment of rest, going on a walk, or beginning your day, may your heart and mind be filled with peace. God is present with us. As a way to become more present with God, let's focus on the pace of our breaths by slowly breathing in and slowly releasing it. As we go back into steady breathing, be aware that the air you breathe is the very presence of God. In this season, as we reflect on the incarnation of Christ, we want to make space to focus on the promise of Christ's birth. As I read through the passage, listen for any words or phrases that stick out to you, or any emotions that may come up. I'll be reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. How does this story speak to you personally? Perhaps you've been in a place like Mary, where God has given you a promise. Take a moment and think about how this story relates to you and how it relates to your relationship with the Lord. As I read through the passage a second time, let Gabriel's words speak directly to you and minister to your heart. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God, and you will be with child and give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. As we leave this moment, remember the faithfulness of God in this passage and His intention to dwell near to His people. Go throughout your rhythms. Remember to look for and notice the nearness of God and His faithfulness towards you. Thank you for joining us. We hope that your time was meaningful.
Consider subscribing to this podcast by searching Slow Guided Prayer. That's S-L-O Guided Prayer on your podcast platform of choice.
And if you would like to receive the weekly Slow, weekly meditations directed to your electronic mailbox, please visit slowprayer.com. That's S-L-O prayer.com.
And as you go from this space, may your heart continue to relate with God in stillness throughout your normal rhythms of life. Amen.